And you have put together a schedule, Coach, non-conference wise that challenges your guy off the bat. I think ECU is going to be really good. And then, you know, at Virginia Tech to an ACC foe. So you are not easing into this schedule anymore. It doesn't go downhill after this.
No, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, there was some intent in how we put this schedule together. Scheduling's not an easy part of the job. There's a lot more to it than, you know, I'll have some people call all the time and say, oh, well, why don't you play these guys? And, you know, it's not so simple.
Yeah.
It's dates. It's also... there's a bit of a game to scheduling. You know, not everybody wants to play you, whether you think that it's a good game for you or not. So, but there was definitely some intent with, you know, trying to play, I think, a much improved East Carolina team. Virginia Tech will be an incredible experience. Castle, if you haven't been there, is special and probably one of the more underrated basketball environments that I've been in.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody talks about Duke and, you know, obviously that was, well-founded, but this is a really good place to play and a tough place to play. And, you know, it certainly will be a test. Coach Young's terrific and like a tactician, really, really knows how to manage a game and put his guys in really good positions. And so, you know, attention to detail for us in that one with the scouting report and all that stuff will be, you know, at a high level. We're going to have to be really good to compete in that one.
It's been about a month since I've talked to you on air about your team. You've had a couple of closed scrimmages, again, against some pretty big-name opponents, and you've been able to see this very young team with a lot of new faces improve and get ready for the season. What do you like about these guys? Notice about this squad as you get ready for the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that I think stands out is there's a chemistry here for sure. We've been very fortunate. You know, I think culture is probably an overused word, but we've been very intentional about how we've recruited, trying to find guys that we felt like were really good people, committed, serious about basketball, great students. I think when you have a lot of those guys with those qualities, it leads you to walk in the gym every day with a smile on your face, ready to work, and because they are ready to work as well. You know, I think our passing is very good. I think our shooting has improved from last year's squad. You know, a little bit of that will develop during the season because I think there's talent in that area, but I think there's you know, some guys that have not had game shots, right? So we know that they can shoot the ball, but, you know, when the lights are on and there's defenses coming at you with different things, you know, that's going to be something that, you know, I hope it takes off quickly, but it may be a developmental process. You know, I think their size, certainly the addition of Alex, it adds a really big body who's excellent defensively and, you know, it takes space and really does a good job of figuring out how to protect the others with his positioning. But I think overall, you know, I think defensively we're going to be able to do some different things. And we've already started to, that will develop through the season as well, but we've already started to play around with some of those things. We were very creative toward the end of last year defensively, like I've never been since I've been, you know, coaching. And I think we found that, you know, because we recruit and develop guys that have a mind for the game, they have an intellectual capability for understanding the whys of the way we're teaching it, which I've always thought about more from the offensive side. I think it showed last year toward the end of the year that it actually really translated a lot on the defensive side as well. And so that's allowed us to do more things earlier with regard to changing and mixing and showing different looks, which I think we're going to need as the season goes along.
You had mentioned him a couple of guys I was going to point out to get your thoughts on. This is the one that jumps out of the page. Number one, because he's 6'10", 230. We haven't had somebody of that size here since me and you have been here. Alex Kotov, he's a graduate student. He comes from Illinois State, but he's from Moscow.
Yeah.
Tell me about him, just everything about him.
Yeah, he's a remarkably impressive young man. I mean, already graduated with a master's degree.
He already has a master's.
He already has a master's. My goodness. Coming out of Illinois State, you know, kind of working on a second master's or, you know, supplementing what he already has done.
Wow.
But really, really bright guy, really a self-advocator. You know, you can see the independence that comes from having come to the United States and from a foreign country and have to figure everything out. You know, he's really developed some skills, non-basketball related, personal relational skills that are at a high, high level. Like, you know, you would be impressed with him if he walked through the door, not because of his stature or size, but because of how he communicates, how he, you know, engages people, his demeanor. It's all really impressive. And so that's the kind of guy you want to add who's in his fifth and possibly sixth year of college basketball to the mix. Just a guy that really does well in all those circumstances, because you know when it's time to, you know, talk to a donor or meet a professor or an athletic director or a board member, he's going to do really well in that realm. So that first and foremost is really impressive. His size, his understanding of the game is really good. Instinctually, matches really well. In fact, he had said to me a couple weeks ago that, you know, when he was back home growing up and playing with his club team or what have you, one of the clubs they played against had a similar style to the way, you know, he called it Princeton, but, yeah. you know, basically movement-based, read-based offense. And he said it was always so hard to play against them. And he's so excited to now be playing in it, where he's, you know, he does really have a good match skill set wise for that, you know, ability to shoot the ball, score a little bit around the basket, and really pass and keep us moving. So he's an exciting prospect, and there's still some learning there, but he's acclimating pretty well.
Tessos Cook is another name I've been hearing coming out of practices as being someone, a ball handler, a guy that began his career at Stetson.
Yep.
That is really going to make an impact.
Yeah, no question. I mean, he's truly like a, you know, they say the straw that stirs the drink kind of guy. I mean, as far as tempo, both sides of the ball, really just a tempo setter. You know, he's a hungry defender, and he's a very aggressive tempo pusher, which makes us a little unique, because I think what it's done is it's a little bit contagious. You know, all of a sudden you see Elijah running harder and G running harder and Deli more in attack mode when we're in transition with numbers, or even numbers, a little bit more pace to what we're doing. And he has a way of figuring out how to make that happen for a team. And it's starting to show up for us. He played really well this past week in the scrimmage, and a lot of them were, you know, hard drives, you know, to the basket, transition or half court, and I think he went to the line maybe 15 times or something. Wow. In the game. So he doesn't 100% put you in the mind of Ricky. They play a little bit different, but there's a lot of similarities with build and just toughness. And then style with regard to like being aggressive drivers.
You mentioned Elijah Walsh, someone who was on this team last year, didn't get into the rotation too terribly much, but he's going to be a major part of this team. What really improved in his game?
You know, I think the biggest thing that was kind of holding them back last year was just like sort of understanding how hard you have to play all the time and how, you know, just how competitive college basketball is. Like, it's, you know, I don't think he had a very good high school, end of his high school experience at a very good program in Florida, private school named Masters. And, but I don't think that even, you know, even the very, very best teaching in high school can completely prepare you for like the pace and the competitiveness of it. And honestly, I think that taking a jump along with just that leading to confidence in his own ability. Like, there is no question the talent is there, and we're starting to see, and you know, it's still some ups and downs, but he's more consistently competitive at the level needed, and it's allowing all his talent to show up. He's like, no question, one of the best cutters on our team. No question, one of the best shooters on our team. If not the, you know, some days the best in both those categories.
Wow.
And so, you know, those things don't necessarily require, you know, ball domination. You know, that those are just, you can be an off the ball player and have those things show up and help yourself and the team. And, you know, I think also defensively he's improved pretty significantly to where he's now, you know, consistently able to keep his guy in front and all that kind of stuff. Because that's usually the biggest reason why a freshman can't break in is, like, defensively they can't handle it. He probably could have come along last year offensively if we had just been patient and kind of forced him to play enough to get some seasoning. But defensively, he was just a little bit behind as well, and I think that's caught up as well.
Anthony Delorso, a name, a face that everybody's going to recognize, a phenomenal job of you all creating an environment here where the Big South Freshman of the Year returns to this team first and foremost. How has his very good game as a freshman improved into his sophomore year?
I think a little bit of leadership. You know, he's definitely taken on more of a, you know, there's more airspace for him, right? You know, we had Ricky, who wasn't like the Newt Rockne kind of leader, but he was definitely a presence and was, pardon me, willing to lead at the right times in the right moments. You know, though Jesus didn't play last year, he was a big presence in our locker room and in our practices and all that kind of stuff. And so I think there's a little more, you know, he sees that it's there for him and it's sort of like his to take. And so that's definitely part of it. Basketball wise, it feels like, I think I was looking at the practice stats yesterday. I mean, his like assist to turnover in practice was maybe like 55 to 30, which is
wow,
a pretty significant jump to where he's also figuring out how to play make for others. And I think if I asked him right now, he'd say there are 10 of those turnovers that he could just pluck right off if he just like held his focus a little bit better or what have you. So, you know, really looking at the potential to have a very, very good season in that regard, playmaking for others, which I don't think showed up as much last year. Maybe it was because of the position he was in with others having the ball more to make plays, and he was a little bit more of an auxiliary, but certainly that area has improved. I think his shooting has improved and still can improve even more, you know, just the consistency of it. Shot looks good. You know, the ones that he misses, you don't feel like they're too far off. But consistently making more threes will help him open up his driving lanes because that's where his greatest strength is, you know, around the basket, driving and in betweens and dribbling into post-ups. All that stuff's really kind of his bread and butter. And, you know, I think as the shooting develops, only going to take the be a complement to all that stuff that he already does really well. The other thing that he does incredibly well that I don't think people notice much is he's a terrific rebounder for his position.
Really,
you know, he's like a really, really good rebounder. Just more like, you know, some guys it's like because of their size or their toughness. I think his is like he's just got like an unbelievable nose for the ball and he reads it really well and then he's, you know, goes after it. Those are all good things to have. Yeah.